never heard the natives use you and you all. Don't believe they use it. Not the natives, it's right here.
And, let's see.
Here.
Meat that's, too old to eat, you say, is what? Let's say it's old and it's not good.
Well, it's rancid. Meat gets rancid just like lard.
Uh-huh.
Yes. That's right. It's not spoiled, it's not rotten, but it's just rancid. It's not fit for human consumption, and so you might say it's just good for dog food.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. And of course, rancid lard, why, could be used in the manufacture of homemade soap. If people were in the habit of making their own soap. But the old rancid meat that wasn't fit to eat, it wouldn't be good for anything I know of, but just for dog feed.
If somebody bought you a glass of milk and you put it down like that, and someone came in and said, "Where'd that glass of milk go?" What would you say?
He gulped it down. Yeah.
You what?
Gulped it down.
Uh-huh. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. I think it might indicate that he was just kind of hoggish about it.
What does that mean? He's done.
Well, he's drank it in a big hurry, right sudden or something like that. Gulped it down. Yeah.
And let's see. If someone has something in his mouth and is just sitting there, you might tell him to get busy and
spit it out.
Yeah, or if you don't want him to spit it out, if you want it to go on down.
Well, he better swallow it. Is that the word you want? Swallow?
What should he do before he swallows it?
Well, it depends on what he's got in his mouth. If it's tobacco juice, you better get outdoors and empty it out.
Well, what if it's meat?
Meat?
Uh-huh.
Well, you got a big mouthful?
Uh-huh.
Well, he better get rid of it some way. I don't know. Either swallow it or spit it out or do something about it.
What should he do before he swallows it?
Well, I wouldn't know. Shut his mouth real tight?
Well, chop it up, grind it up?
Well, I suppose. Chop it up. And if he's had it in his mouth very long, it ought to be ground. Then if he's got too much in his mouth that he can't chew it, he better go do something about it. And get it out and cut it down to a smaller size.
If something isn't artificial, you say it's, no, that's not artificial, that's...
it's a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Does real mean, is there another word for real?
Well, I don't know. I've sure heard that expression a lot of times, though. Somebody might be talking about something. They say, "Well, it looks artificial." Well, they say, "Well, it isn't artificial. It's a real thing." I've heard that used so much. I don't know what other. You might use some other word there. It's genuine.
Mm-hmm.
It's genuine. Yes, it's not artificial. It's genuine.
If something is all off a short distance, you say it's not here, it's just...
It's over there?
Mm-hmm. If you have made up your mind that you're not going to do something and someone keeps pestering you about it, finally you reach the end of your string and say, "I don't care what you say, my mind is made up and I
am not going to do it."
Okay.
I might use Bill Bendix's expression, "My head's made up."
Have you heard the expression "might could"?
Mm-hmm.
I might could do it.
Yes, I've heard that used that way. I might could.
Do you use it?
I don't think so. I don't think I do.
I haven't noticed it.
I've heard people do that, though. You tell them somebody somebody that they could do something, and pretty soon they'd admit, well, I might could do that.
If your father had gone fishing and came home, you might run down to him and say, Dad,
what'd you catch?
Uh-huh. And then what would he say? Oh, I
didn't have very good luck.
I suppose he did have good luck.
Well, he'd say, well, here it is. Here's the evidence.
This is what I
caught. Yes. Now, he usually come back for something when he went fishing, I'll tell you.
Oh, well, here's one. And this is not a very pleasant thing to talk about, but we discussed an upset stomach.
Yeah.
If you just can't hold it down, what do you say you do to it?
Well, you better herb it up.
Herb it?
Yeah.
Is that what you used as a boy?
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I know some people say throw up. I think I.
That's right, haven't you heard that expression say, oh, I just feel like I'm going to herb?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that sounds.